Well, welcome. My name is Jack. I'm an addict. Hi, everyone. Let's go ahead and pause. Let's pause for a moment of silence, and kind of a long moment, and then follow that with a serenity prayer for those who wish. Thanks. God.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. I wasn't going to use the mic, but there's actually quite a few of you in here. So after the last workshop I was in, I think we had 20 people. This is a nice, big, robust crowd. Thanks all for being here. Part of our goal today is to just have an effective workshop on an atmosphere of recovery in service meetings. But the other piece of this is we hope we're kind of training the trainers. We find often members that come to Western Service Learning Days, many of you are leaders in your communities, you'll take things back. So we're kind of hoping to give an example of how you might consider doing a session like this at your home area, your home region, or maybe you're on a H&I or a PR subcommittee. So that's also part of the hope here, is that we not just do a workshop for this moment, but hopefully train or give an example, hopefully a good example, of how one might be able to do this. So I think we can go to the next slide, Dean. Thanks. So a vision of NA service is that every member, inspired by the gift of recovery, experiences spiritual growth and fulfillment through service. This is one of our vision statements. And what we know is unity in service doesn't just happen. And I think, I don't know this, I'm guessing here, but like most of you, I've spent a lot of time in service committee meetings through the years. And sometimes there's a disconnect between how we generally welcome someone new in a recovery meeting, ask them how they're doing, give them a hug, look them in the eye and smile, and how we sometimes greet or act towards each other in a service committee meeting. It's almost like there might be two sets of standards or two sets of... Has anybody seen that difference before between recovery meetings and service meetings? And I think part of the goal, part of the way I perceive what we're trying to accomplish here is to bring recovery into our service meetings. And remember, this is a spiritual fellowship, and how we behave towards each other in all the ways we interact and how we maintain an atmosphere of recovery is critical to our overall endeavors. So I think we can go to the next slide. So these are some of the qualities, some of the principles, I guess you might say, that can help unity in service. So most of us know we need to approach service, ideally, with an open mind, grounded in spiritual principles that we find generally in tradition, steps, and concepts. And we need a working knowledge of group conscience, integrity, anonymity, to name just a few. Many of us, if we've done service for a while, find some of the friendships we form there to become some of the most significant friendships that we have in recovery. That also strengthens inner unity. And we read in the basic text, it talks about the necessity for an atmosphere of empathy and recovery in our groups and our service efforts. And so when we can apply that to our service committee bodies, we create a stronger recovery atmosphere there too. You want to add, Nick, let me do some introductions. I forgot all about that. I just jumped right in because I was late. My name is Jack Manatic, World Board Facilitating. This is, Nick, why don't you introduce yourself here?
I'm Nick, I'm an addict. You knew that already.
Yeah.
I'm a special worker at your World Service Office. My job title is writer editor. Doesn't tell you a lot about what I do, because we all do a lot. I'm happy to be co-facilitating. This is cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I'll yell the rest of the time.
I'm a recovering addict. My name's Dee. I'm also a special worker, but I think I'm more special than Nick.
She's right, yeah.
That's only because I've been there longer, so I have more special built up. I'm a project coordinator there, and like Nick's title, it doesn't tell you anything. What we do as a team with many other people is support the work that the World Service Conference asked the World Board to take care of, and other things as assigned.
Thank you.
I also want to acknowledge we have Tana from the World Board sitting over there. Thank you. Welcome, Tana. And I think, did I miss anyone? Yeah. And we want to welcome all of you. We're glad all of you are here. That's a critical piece. Okay. If we could go to the next slide, please. So with this issue discussion topic, and because there's so many people in this room, perhaps not everyone knows what an IDT or issue discussion topic is, but in brief, every cycle, every few years, we, as a fellowship, identify some topics that we, as a fellowship, think our members might benefit from discussing amongst ourselves to improve our recovery. It's really kind of that, it can be a little more complex than that if you want a longer answer, but these change every few years, and so it's just a time or a season where we talk about these topics, and this topic has been identified now as something to be useful. So we're hoping to learn about your experiences with spiritual growth and fulfillment through service, and obviously how we can help others experience an atmosphere of recovery and service. I mean, if I could have any outcome personally that I'd love to see out of this, it's that the next time any of us find ourselves in a service meeting, we can do our part to make it feel a little more like a really great recovery meeting where a loving higher power can come in and influence our conscience of that committee or board or whatever it is that we're with to make the decisions that are best for NA. So in the spirit of the training, I've asked, if we could go to the next slide, we're going to do a little bit of large group brainstorming, and I've asked the new regional delegate alternate from Pacific Cascade.
Yes.
Come on up.
Nice. Go Ian.
Go Ian. Now, Ian, how long have you been the RDA?
Since July, the third week of July.
So it's pretty new.
Yes, very new.
Great. All right. Is this your first time facilitating a group this size?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay.
Is.
Here you go. Wait a second. All right. So what we're going to do, you only have to worry about this one line. It's right up here.
Okay.
So what does the phrase spiritual growth and fulfillment mean to you? So what you're going to do, we're going to have to pose that question. We're going to do this for about 15 minutes, okay? And you're going to just pose that question, remind people of that question, and then just call on people. And all you have to do is that, and then Nick, who has super great handwriting, will write everything down for you. And I'll kind of go five when your time's getting near.
That sounds easy.
Does that sound good? Okay. Do you want this, or can you read it there?
I can read it there.
Thanks, Ian.
So what does the phrase spiritual growth and fulfillment mean to you?
Raise hands, words.
Change.
Change. And then in the blue, do you have your hand raised?
Yeah.
No. Right here?
Hope.
Hope. Right here?
Thinking more of others and less of yourself.
Yeah. Thinking more of others and less of yourself. Right here?
Serenity.
Empathy.
Compassion.
Sorry about that.
Serenity.
Hold on, we're going to slow down a little bit. We're going to let our scribe catch up.
The cause of good handwriting.
Compassion.
Compassion.
Empathy also.
Are we caught up?
Yep, I think so.
All right, right here.
Coming out of my comfort zone.
Out of comfort zone. Blue? In the blue shirt?
Steve Attic.
Hi, Steve.
Think about courage.
Mm-hmm. Courage. I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Having faith.
Having faith.
All right.
Barner?
How? Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness.
Yeah. Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness.
I'm going to squat up a bit. I see.
Right here up front.
Accomplishment.
And then over there in the pink?
Yeah, feeling a part of.
Feeling a part of. And then it was right over here.
Gaining the ability to work with others to achieve goals.
And then in the orange hat?
Humility.
Humility. And then the lady behind you?
Unity.
Unity. We're going to let him catch up. We got five more minutes. Not yet. I just see you.
We see you too.
So, back there?
Eric Addicts. I've always viewed spiritual growth as, you know, my conscious contact with God and a better understanding of His will for me. And fulfillment is when I get the opportunity to carry that out.
The opportunity to carry that out.
So that was conscious contact with higher power, knowing His will, and the fulfillment was the opportunity to carry that out?
The opportunity to carry that out.
The red shirt over here?
Trust.
Hang on.
Somebody else.
Just
when
you say trust. Trusting. Actually, spiritual
growth is trusting
my trust and service.
Trusting your trust and service. Okay.
Tina?
I'm an addict. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, guys. I think that goodwill, teaching me how to do the right things for the right reason and the fulfillment of that is actually implementing it with goodwill.
So, give me that again. Goodwill.
So, learning what it is the spiritual growth, and the fulfillment part is actually implementing the spiritual principle of goodwill.
Okay. Back here?
Acceptance.
The last one was acceptance.
Okay, so I lost up with goodwill. Goodwill, what it is and.
Implement. How to implement it. Implementation.
Okay. And where are you from, Tina?
Region 51. Never gets old.
And that was acceptance. And then we're going to go with this gentleman back here.
Oh, did I miss humility? Probably. I normally do.
Yes.
No, I got that.
Acceptance.
Thank you.
Sir?
Fitting into the world around me.
Fitting into the world around us. And then this gentleman in the black shirt.
Yeah, spiritual growth for me is not throwing a chair across the room in the area.
Not throwing chairs at area meetings. And then the woman in the back.
Letting my ego grow so that I can be a selfless servant.
Getting rid of ego so one can be selfless.
In service.
In service. And then this guy right here.
Reaching your potential through an application of spiritual principles.
There you go.
So it was reaching one's potential through application of spiritual principles. And thank you for allowing me to be of service.
Good job.
Nice job, Ian. Watch out, they'll put you to work at the zone now. Could somebody turn the lights up? All right. So as soon as Nick is caught up, he is going to explain how we're going to work now in small groups. Steve, we can probably change the slide to our small group. Other direction, I think. Yeah,
the other,
there we go. The other way. Okay. I am now going to turn it over to Nick. You might notice that part of facilitation's delegation. This is working really well. Here you go, Nick.
All right.
Or collaboration. Yes.
Okay. Small group discussion. Start again. Sorry, I'll try and speak English. I am speaking English. Small group discussions. Now, quick show of hands. Who has not been in a small group discussion format like this? Who is brand new? Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4. If you're standing in the door, I'm going to encourage you to come and join the table. There's a few chairs. Come and try it out.
If you have a seat next to you, if you could, that's open, if you could raise your hand. There's one right here.
One right at the front. Come on.
There's one over here. If you'd like.
Don't sit back on death row. Come on. We have still got a couple more seats if you want to. Because this part of the process, for those of you that haven't done it, is this is the bit when Jack and I shut up. and you guys get to talk and really share experience, strength, and hope. You know, what we're really talking about in this session is our 12 step. That's really what we're talking about. And so to me, a huge part of the 12 step is you know, we become able to share our experience, strength, and hope, to carry the message, to share. So in this session, we're trying to draw your experience and your ideas out and share them among your table. And then we're going to share them amongst the whole room. We're going to collect your sheets afterwards. We're going to do all of that process. So I really encourage you to kind of join in and participate. And those of you that are new, that have never done this before, the other people in the room, like we've all been new one time, we all know that. So look to the other people in the room. Look for that experience. It's real easy, so don't be intimidated. So we've got two main topics to talk about up there. In a minute, I'm going to divide the room in half, give one half one topic. You've each got a note sheet on your table. There should be a little stack of them in the middle. If you haven't already got one, please just pass those around so everyone's got one. One topic on one side, one topic on the other side. Real simple. Two questions. So your first task, and don't do it yet, just wait for me to shut up and then I'll let you go. Your first task will be to choose a facilitator. If you see on the table there in the stand-up card, you've got facilitator's instructions. Every table should have one. Okay. The facilitator is going to do a number of tasks. You're going to, hang on guys, before you get going, just pay attention just for 1 minute longer. So your facilitator's main task is to keep the conversation focused and moving around the table. So don't let one person dominate. Make sure we stay on topic. All right? And the way to do that, there's a limited amount of time. So if you have a 5-minute monologue that you wish to share with the group, step outside and call your sponsor. Because we don't have time for that. Today we don't. If you want to use this small group discussion process in a service meeting, in a group business meeting, in an ad hoc or any of those situations, then you can make the time for people to share longer. But what we're trying to do here is just get bullet points. So if you can share one short idea, less than a minute, count the number of people around the table. You've got two questions. You're only going to get a minute each per question. So think about that. Think about the other people at the table. The facilitator also needs to lead the group. Your first facilitation task is to lead the group in choosing a recorder. Okay? A recorder is someone that can write clearly. No doctor handwriting, please, even though we all prescribe drugs and none of us are doctors. And if you are, this is a non-professional fellowship, so you're not a doctor right now. So please, clear handwriting, because we will be collecting your notes. Okay? Dee, I'm going to ask Dee a question. Dee, did we put post-its on the table? No. No, that's okay. I'm not going to, actually. I'm not going to. You're going to use one of those notes. Guys, just hang on just one sec before you get going. Guys, just keep the hum down just a bit. Just one sec, guys, okay? Just one sec. In the corner, I'm going to call you out. Just one sec. Just hold on one sec. Okay, so the facilitator, you're going to choose a recorder, is going to write clearly. I'm going to collect your note sheets at the end. So you want one nice copy. The rest of you can scribble and scratch and do all that stuff that you do in private, but here... Not all of it. If you do, step outside, call your sponsor. But please, just one nice clear copy that clearly captures your ideas. We have plenty more note sheets if you need more paper. So what did I miss? Nothing, I think. Let's divide the room in half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Going to give you atmosphere of recovery and service. So that's this four. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. Inspiring each other. Now hang on, don't start. We're going to give you about 20 minutes, okay? So that really gives you 10 minutes per question. I will come in around halfway and remind you to switch. And you may have an idea that doesn't get out and doesn't make it onto the sheet. Someone else in the room, hang on Steve, one sec mate. Someone else in the room will have that idea, okay? So you're clear what to do, any questions? If there are questions, Jack and I will be wandering around. You can also kind of hit up there if you need some help. Okay? So we are currently 2:52, so just after 3 o'clock, I will just let you know it's time to switch questions. And then we're going to hear back from you afterwards, okay? Go, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're there yet, but I figure you're watching that.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I go about 5 minutes and I'll ask them.
Oh, okay. A little, okay.
Some are on track, some are not. But we want to stop at 3:15.
Okay.
We want to have to stop at 3:15.
Guys, just a heads up, you're a few minutes from needing to switch questions, okay? You're a few minutes.
That's perfect. I'm going to go to the next one.
Sorry guys, just one clarification. Remember, you're staying with your topic, not jumping topics, okay? Question one, question two. Don't jump topics. You're about ready to switch to question two, right?
Yeah.
Hang a hat on mine, man.
Live streaming to 500 across the street in Maine, and this year we're
trying as an experiment a 4:30 and a 7:30 meeting. Because we were there seeing 600-700 people.
All right, we're almost wrapping up, so gather those final thoughts. And if you could, please, hey, you guys, as you're gathering your final thoughts, could I have your attention just for a moment? Okay, as you're gathering final thoughts, figure out who's going to share some of those thoughts with the rest of the group. Yes, let's shut everybody up.
No, they've got
about two
minutes of time.
So I figure we're going to call people up from each table.
You're probably right.
That's what we did with the guy who was working. I think though, if we stand by and hold the mic, was this table number one? Do we want to do these four? Do we want to do one set first, or does it matter? It seems logical. You want to do this part?
You should probably keep scribing.
Okay, alright.
Give me a minute. I think now's a good time just to tell them this stuff's online. I don't know, let's do it after.
Okay, alright. Alright, you guys, let's wrap it up. This is the time for those final brilliant thoughts. Are you about ready to scribe, Nick? Okay, so what we're going to do to report back, we've got 8 tables.
Silence!
It'll happen. I'm optimistic. All right, we have 4 tables that answered the questions under Section A, and 4 tables that answered Section B. We think it makes more sense to do all of the one side or the other first. We're going to start with A because, I don't know, it comes before B, you know, probably. is there a table in the A's you'd like to start?
Right here.
Right here. Come on up. Now, just in the interest of time, we would ask, keep it down to about a minute and a half. We have just enough time.
Yeah. Maybe just one idea from each table.
Oh, maybe just one idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we can always go around again.
Here you go. Just go ahead and introduce yourself and share the idea.
San Diego.
Hi, guys. Hi.
So, what does an atmosphere of recovery and service look like to you when everyone's opinion is thought and considered?
Okay. Should we average a second question as well or not?
We only just want one. We can do three real fast.
I think we just got to share the time, but that was an answer to question one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right,
can I have that again? I'll tell you what, give me just all
the answers
to question one. Okay. And then we'll do question two. That's
perfect. That'll work. Yep. Okay.
When everyone's opinion is thought and considered. Making sure to value principles before personalities. We're kind of wordy. Sharing experience and knowledge without ego.
All right. Thank you so much. Was your hand up to come up?
No.
Okay. All right, over here. Here we go. All right. Okay, we'll go to you next. You sure? They pick it up on the recording.
Oh, I got to be recorded.
I know.
I don't care.
All right. Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Dave. on an attic.
Hi, Dave.
Allowing other people to finish speaking before you start. Yeah, exactly. Remembering and focusing on our primary purpose. I'm sorry.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I'm good at this.
Okay, while we're waiting, remember, this profile is available online. We'll tell you where later this session, but you can download this, right, Nick, or it will be available?
Okay. No, it's on now.
Okay, it's on now. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
We're doing more than one. I think we're just doing one from each table.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much, Dave. Nice job. We'll bring you back up here for question number two. All right, right over here, please. I think in the interest of time, we're going to just ask you to maybe pick whatever one you think you'd like to pick.
Okay.
Maybe that isn't up there.
Stephen, I'm an addict, Arizona.
Stephen?
Well, we have... Geez, we have a lot of good stuff here. So, work as a team toward a solution together.
Okay. Thank you very much. And remember, we're going to collect all these slips and gather all this information. And finally, table four.
Yay! We're the best.
All right. My name's Angela. I'm recovering
NA. Hi, Angela.
Hey, everybody. Okay. Compassion, empathy, listening, and direction.
Passion, empathy, listening,
compassion.
And
compassion.
Right on. All right, thank you.
Okay, I think we're going to go over to the B tables question one now. Is that correct, Nick? Or do you want to stay with the A's? What's easiest for you?
Stay with A.
Okay, we're going to stay with A. So now we're going to ask you to answer question two. Let's just have the same people come back up. Kind of like a game show. We just had you. Now you're ready for the next one. Yeah. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Model the behavior you want to see in others. Model the behavior you want to see in others.
Oh, can you read the question? I forgot to.
The question is, what can you and your service body do to nurture an atmosphere of recovery and service?
Everybody get that?
And we said model the behavior you want to see in others.
Okay, Dave. Oh, we switched. Okay, all right.
They fired
me. They didn't fire me, they hired me. I'm Steve, I'm an addict.
Hi, Steve.
So I have focus on the spiritual principles and understanding your process before addressing issues.
Okay. And understanding the process before you address the issues.
Can I just ask, did your table have any, real quick, have any ideas for how to do that?
I think that the facilitator would do that before... That's good.
So focus on the spiritual principles. Give it to me one more time. I have no memory.
Focus on spiritual principles and understanding the process before addressing issues.
See, when you put that in the hands of a facilitator, then you've got a concrete, actionable understanding of the process. Do you see what I'm saying? Before it's general, but then when you make it specific, it becomes something you can actually action on. Assign that responsibility.
All right, table three. What can you and your service body do to nurture an atmosphere of recovery and service?
I'm an addict. My name is Critter. I'm from Phoenix.
Hey, Critter.
We have a whole bunch, so I think...
choose one.
What I'm trying to do. Call your sponsor. So I'm thinking, have respect. Respect for everyone, and be respectful for yourself, too.
R-E-S-T. Thanks, Critter. All right. Give Critter a hand.
And table four, what can you and your service body do to nurture an atmosphere of recovery and service?
Okay. So we want everybody to remember what it was like when they were new when they first walked in.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Okay, so in a moment we're going to move along to B, inspiring each other. We just heard from A, atmosphere recovery and service. We're now going to look at inspiring each other. And the first question is, What specific actions can NA trusted servants take to make service more attractive? So what specific actions can NA trusted servants take to make service more attractive? And I think I've got, is it 5, 6, 7, and 8?
Yeah.
Close enough? All right, would somebody like table 7? Come on up. We're going to this side, Bill.
Okay, sure.
Here you go.
My name is Bill. I'm an addict. Las Vegas. Being enthusiastic and passionate.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, we have a volunteer from one of their tables. 5, 6, 8. Okay, I see table 5 making their way up to answer the question of what specific actions can NA trusted servants take to make service more attractive.
Eileen Addict, San Diego.
Hi.
And I'm choosing this one because it had the most reaction at our table. It says, is it kind, is it spiritual, does it need to be said?
Thank you. Table 6, or 8. Move on here. 6. Oh. Hey, both come up, I don't care. All right, table 6, here you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Pastor Owen, what we wrote down, and the one that got the most votes was being example by behavior.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Peter.
Thank you, Peter. And table number 8.
Yeah, last but not least. Woo! My name's James Anatic, Calmit State NA.
Hi, James.
Focusing on people's strengths and accomplishments and complimenting them.
Thank you very much, James. So that was focusing on people's strengths and complimenting them, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next question. Members enjoy what they are good at. And most of us do as people. It feels good to do what we're good at. Members enjoy what they are good at. How can we inspire all members to serve in ways that best match their skills?
I'm still Bill, would it be? Ask people what they like and are good at.
Thank you. How did you guys ever come up with that? Brilliant. If it weren't the political season, I'd make a good joke, but it wouldn't sit well this week. All right. We have another volunteer. Right here. How can we inspire all members to serve in ways that best match their skills?
So my table voted on, well, kind of voted on this one. Trusted service committee to help find trusted servants to fill service openings. A committee to a headhunter committee. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
So we wanna look at people who have talents and nurture those people and nurture those talents and say, hey, you'd really be good at this.
If we translate that, we'll be careful with the word headhunter.
Yes.
Okay. Table 7, or 6 or 8, right?
6 or 8.
6 or 8, which is, okay, 8's your first. All right. How can we inspire all members to serve in ways they're good at?
Okay. James, still an addict. Take personal interest in members, build relationships, and know the needs and strengths of your community.
You want to say it one more time?
That sounds like more than
in the microphone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take personal interest in members, building relationships, knowing the needs and strengths of the community.
Great. Thank you very much, James. Okay. Finally, the last answer. How can we inspire all members to serve in ways that best match their skills?
All the pressure's on.
Peter, you're it now.
Well,
yeah, you're almost there. Let's give Nick a round of applause for all the job.
Good job, Nick.
it's available to hire to come to your region or area.
Well, on the, most folks at our table was encouraged to try different things.
Thank you.
That's what services you're trying to provide.
So let's... We want to collect the slips right now? You're getting them? Okay, Dee's getting those. So while she's doing that, on your tables, you'll see a pledge card. This is something we haven't done a lot. Okay, there's one right there. All right. Matt, borrow one a moment. Thanks. Okay. The pledge card says, what actions will you take, this means you personally, to revitalize the service culture in your NA community? So I'd like you to take about 90 seconds or so to answer that question. You don't have to show this to anyone. You're going to have an opportunity to share a little bit here if you choose to. But the idea is what we write, what we commit to, what we pledge to tends to be things we're more likely to achieve. So when one sets a written goal, we know we're more likely to do it than if we just say, oh yeah, that's a good idea. So we'd ask you to take just a moment and thoughtfully identify just any action, preferably one that resonates with you, that you would take to revitalize the service culture in your community.
And just remember, guys, you just did a bunch of work, and I'm going to get out of the way. So it's all up here. Remember, these are the answers to that first big, you know, what does spiritual fulfillment look like? And then we've got some more kind of specific actions. So feed off of those. There are some ideas there. So use those, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Is that enough time? Is everybody about? No, I still see some writing. We're going to give it just a little bit longer. Okay, if you could take your pen, flip that card over, and on the other side write seven letters, WB. At na.org, WB at na.org, WB at na.org. And what you can do with that, if you'd be willing, just take your phone or your handheld device, whatever you use, take a little snapshot and send it in. Now, I will mention the editor of the NA Way is pacing right over here. She's right here. She's always looking for great material for that magazine. So if you want to be published, you've got an edge being here today. She's right here. So,
thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Dee. So what's that?
Take
a picture of your pledge card with your pledge on it. So, you know, whatever your pledge is. Thank you for clarifying that, Tom. Yeah. So what we're looking for is the pledge, not the card, you know, without your pledge on it. We're looking for ideas of what people have pledged to revitalize the service culture in your NA community. So if you'd consider that, we'd really appreciate it. And now Nick is going to share a few things with you.
Okay, so we've got a few minutes left. So what we'd like to, there's a couple of things we'd like to do for the remainder of the session. First of all, it's really great to see a full room like this. I mean, it's very heartening. It's very kind of rewarded to see so many people come, and I think you get a great energy when you gather a large number of recovering addicts together like this, and a very diverse group. So I really want to thank you for participating this afternoon. Now there's a couple of things I'd like to do. Can I just see the hands of the people that helped set up the room? Now I know you helped.
Travis.
Where is Travis?
In Georgia.
He
had to do something.
Okay, they had to do something. Okay.
We'll be on service.
All right. Travis and George have to go. Okay, but okay. All right. So I would like to invite a few of you just to come up to the front of the room and read your pledge cards. Does anyone feel like doing that?
Yes.
Right at the back. I saw your hand first. Now come up to the microphone. Then.
Do I need to?
No, you don't.
Okay. Turing and Attic, San Diego area. I will let the people around me know the importance of being of service and how fulfilling it is for the soul, and making service fun and a blessing to be able to be of service.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna just go to the front, and then I'm gonna. Keep going, man.
Hi, my name's Conrad, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Conrad.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to broaden my knowledge by going to other business meetings of other groups, you know, the meeting after the meeting, and I'll also go to other area meetings to see how they do their GSR meetings, like the beach and stuff.
Okay. In purple, I saw you. Do you need the mic?
No. My name's David. I'm an addict.
David.
And I encourage those with 20-plus years to get back into service other than
training.
Ooh.
I jump over this side. Frank, in the back.
Try to scan.
Can you yell?
Yeah. I will do my best. I'm an addict. My name is Frank.
Frank.
I will do my best to not be judgmental. I will encourage others to try new service opportunities and help them find their niche. I will do my best to be welcoming and allow every voice to be heard. I will model behavior conducive to a positive atmosphere of recovery and come from a place of humility.
Cool.
My name's Jessica. I'm an addict from Santa Cruz.
Jessica.
I will approach service with an attitude of joy and compassion rather than begrudgingness and confrontation or hostility.
Ooh, that's what I'm doing. Do you need a mic?
No, I don't. Thank you for
David.
I'm Karen. I'm an addict. Return to service in my community. It's been a while.
Nice. Now that, in case anyone missed that from your community, that was a straight up pledge there in front of other recovery. I'm just saying. Biff, I'll see you.
I'm an addict too.
Right.
I'll share my positive experience with whenever the opportunity presents itself.
I'm going to say it like this evening,
like
perhaps.
This evening, perhaps.
My name is Tim. I'm a great for coming at it. So I'll be inspiring and I'll show how service works.
Wonderful.
My name's Art. I'm an addict.
Art.
Speak up and share about the joy and fulfillment of service.
Thank you, Art.
My name's Lauren. I'm an addict.
Lauren.
I will speak positively about service in the spiritual gratification one receives as a result.
I think it says a lot of speaking and sharing positively about service.
Hi, I'm an addict. My name is Nora.
Nora.
I will make new GSRs feel welcome and a part of at Peoria.
Right here.
Terry. I'm going to ask Terry, but Terry's going to speak slowly.
Thank you. My name is... My name is Terry. I'm an addict. My pledge would be to get involved with H&I, my area, and to assist in recruiting and getting past members for H&I panels in county jails. Yeah!
And the vice chair of the Terry's H&I committee is sitting over there, so he has outed himself again. This is wonderful. So, Stan, my man.
Okay. I'm Stan, man. Continue to attend workshops as formatted like this workshop, and bring information back to my area and recreate similar workshops with GSRs, subcommittee chairs, and the ASC committee.
One more in the corner.
Actually the same as him, is to offer to facilitate a small group discussion on these questions at our subcommittee.
Okay.
Right.
Now, in the inevitable way of things, sometimes life gives you a reward, but sometimes not everyone can get a reward. But well, there's a couple of people I'd like to thank. First, I would like to thank Donna and Travis for helping to set the room up. We were always present. I'd also like to thank our newest NO World Services facilitator, Ian. I will just have a book for everyone that shared their pledge card, but I lost count at about 10. I don't have 10 books. So I've got a couple of things that I'd like to give away. I've got a few copies of Guiding Principles. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who was it that was new? Is this your
right here?
Brand new
to a table. Brand new to a small group.
Brand new to the program.
Yeah, brand new.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I've got a book for you then. See, it's a little tiny one. We're new to a small group, so we're going to give you a guiding principles to help you always follow the tradition. Okay, everyone was pointing at you, so you're getting one.
He was new to small group discussions, right?
Yeah, his first small group discussion experience.
Thanks, Steve. So we have one more guiding principle to give away. Your first time in a small group discussion?
Now again, we want to apologize we didn't have enough for everyone. I will simply say we're really pleased at the turnout that we got here.
Under a year.
Okay.
Nick, under a year.
Who has less than a year cleaning this week? Who has more than 20?
How about less than 20?
What?
More than 20, guys. That's what he said.
More than 20 years?
Too many. Sorry, guys. You're out.
25.
More than 30?
If you have more than 30 years, you better have a copy of this already.
Yeah. I tell you what. Let's encourage and mentor.
What?
Here we go. Remember what it was like when you were new? Mm-hmm. Let's give those people the book. Anyone under 2 years? Come on. Anyone under 2 years? Bring it up. Under 3 years? Under 3 years?
Right there.
Right there. Let's send one.
Yeah, she was under two.
I got one.
Okay. All right. One more book.
Okay. Who traveled the farthest to get?
Alright, so before we adjourn, board of close, this was the last workshop that is being done by World Services, and I know Tana and I would really like to acknowledge Nick, Steve, and Dee, who are special workers in the office for all their efforts. And also, I'd like to say, we hope you do, we heard the pledges, that you do this back at your home community, whatever that looks like, whatever your service committees look like. All these resources are available, the pledge cards, the session profile. This was one way to do it. You can do it other ways. And I'd encourage you, for those of you that ever worked with pledges or anything like this, take it home, put it on your dresser, put it in your wallet. These things actually work if you work them.
So just to piggyback on Jack, www.na.org/IDT. Real simple. IDT, issue, discussion, topic. So that's a real short URL. Okay?
Say that again one more time, please.
NA.org/IDT. Everything you saw, PowerPoints, handouts, cards, everything. Okay? All right, cool. Thanks, guys.